I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has warned Israel that it risks having some military assistance cut if it doesn't allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza within 30 days. It's the strongest known written warning to Israel during the current conflict from its main ally. From Washington, here's Gordon Carrera.
It also does go on to actually criticise almost every aspect of Israel's policy in Gaza towards the civilians, including the fact that 1.7 million people have been pushed into a coastal area. They're saying they should be allowed out of there before the winter because of things like the spread of diseases. They've even said that Israel's campaign against UNRWA, the UN organisation that deals with Palestinian refugees, would be disastrous if it went through because of the key role that UNRWA plays in relief efforts.
That was, in fact, Jeremy Bowen. The deputy leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has said the solution to the conflict with Israel is a ceasefire. But Naim Qassem said in a video address that the Iranian-backed group was prepared to target all areas of Israel. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a quarter of Lebanon is under evacuation orders by Israel, with over a million forced to flee their homes. These Lebanese residents of a northern village hit by Israel on Monday say it's Hezbollah that's turned them into a target.
After a ceasefire via indirect agreement, settlers can return to the north and the other steps will be drawn up. But with the continuation of the war, the number of uninhabited settlements will increase and hundreds of thousands, or maybe more than 2 million, will be in the danger zone.
That was Naim Qassem. Hundreds of supporters of Bolivia's former president, Evo Morales, have blocked roads on a second day of protest to prevent his possible arrest. He's being investigated for alleged rape and human trafficking. Here's Rory Gallimore.
Supporters of Evo Morales say these allegations are fabricated and have threatened to paralyse Bolivia if he's detained. In one village, there are reports of stones and firecrackers being thrown at police. The accusations are not new, and they've resurfaced ahead of presidential elections next year, in which Mr. Morales plans to run. He said to have fathered a child with a teenage girl nearly a decade ago while he was in office. The socialist politician didn't turn up for a hearing last week, prompting a prosecutor to say she would seek his arrest. A warrant has not yet been issued. That could force police to act and lead to even greater unrest.
The European Union Energy Commissioner has criticised EU countries that continue to rely on Russian gas. Kadri Simpson said there was no excuse for increasing energy imports while the war went on in Ukraine and said that the recent rise in imports was concerning. She said it was dangerous as a political choice. World News from the BBC. Rwanda has dismissed a report by Human Rights Watch which concluded that torture is deeply entrenched in the country's prisons. The report found prison officials had been allowed to torture detainees with impunity for years and that judges ignored complaints from victims. The rights group spoke to former inmates over a five-year period. The state news agency in Iran says a fire at an oil refinery in the southwest of the country has killed at least one person and injured four others. The city governor said it broke out after a fuel truck collided with petroleum tanks. Efforts are being made underway to contain the flames. A lawyer for the French football star, Kylian Mbappe, says he'll take legal action for libel after his name was linked in the Swedish media to an investigation into an alleged rape in Stockholm. The lawyer was shocked to see his name connected with the investigation. She said the French national captain was at ease, as she put it, because he had done nothing wrong. General Mike Jackson, one of the UK's most prominent military figures since the Second World War, has died at the age of 80. He was head of the British Army at the start of the Allied invasion of Iraq in 2003. Our defence correspondent, Jonathan Beale, looks back at his career.
General Sir Mike Jackson served in Northern Ireland at the height of the Troubles and was on the ground when members of the parachute regiment opened fire on protesters, killing and injuring many in what became known as Bloody Sunday. But it was as a commander of a NATO force in Kosovo in 1999 for which he'll best be remembered. Ordered by his US superior to seize Pristina Airfield before the Russians got there, he simply replied, "Sir, I'm not going to start World War III for you."
That report by Gordon Carrera ends this edition of the latest World News from the BBC.